Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Siobhan Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophet Siobhan at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Siobhan, and you can inbox and leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For a monthly donation will make you a partner with us. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that and get connected with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and the WOW team. There are several ministries under the leadership of Prophet Siobhan Rao. On Sundays, we have the Hour of Power from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First half of the hour, a power is Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The second half of the hour, power is Voice of Truth. Our minister, Lane, is the host from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Mondays, we have what we call Moment in the Spirit. For an offering of $25 or more, you can receive the Moment in the Spirit by text or email. It is your choice. Moment in the Spirit is a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. Amen. If you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, if you will contact Prophet Siobhan at the information that I gave to you earlier. And it is hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson, Moments in the Spirit. Amen. And she does an awesome job with that. Amen. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Siobhan Rao, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, with her husband, Joseph Rao. We want to encourage you to tune in to that show every Tuesday night. We want to encourage you, if you need mentorship, to get in contact with Prophetess Rao, and she will help you get started on your way. One Word from the Lord comes on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, WOW Radio, with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Eskews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Elder is from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. You want to get connected and stay connected to all the ministries that are under the leadership of Prophet Siobhan Rao. We have something going on every day of the week. Amen. Because when you receive the Moment in Spirit, you can listen to that every day of the week. And you can listen to it over and over again. And I encourage you to get it because it will truly bless your soul. Amen. Glory be to God. If you need prayer, please leave your prayer request on Facebook, on my Facebook page, or submit your prayer request on my website, voiceoftruth@yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. That includes all of our announcements for the day, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for another day, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we just give you glory and honor for keeping us and allowing us to see another new day. Father God, we just thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for life. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that Jesus shed. We thank you, God, for all things. We thank you, Father, that you are a God that is able to do just what you said you can do. Father God, we just come praying, Father God, that you will save a soul. We pray, Father God, that you will save a soul and bring them out of darkness to your marvelous light. We pray, Father, that you will save souls all through the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise and we just give you honor for the soul, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bring home, Father God, that prodigal son, that prodigal daughter, granddaughter, grandson. Father, in the name of Jesus, bring them home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for salvation. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for Jesus dying upon the cross that we might have life. We thank you, Father God, for your holy word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the sick and the shut-ins, Father God. We pray for healing and deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray for those that are behind prison bars or orphanage, Father. We pray for strength, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray that you will protect your leaders of your ministries, your children, all over the land, Father. We just pray that you will keep them covered under your blood, Father. Protect them from all dangers, seen and unseen, God. Oh, God, we just give you praise and glory for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for those who have lost loved ones, Father. We just pray that you will comfort them even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you will make a way out of no way for your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, we know that you are supernatural. Natural God, and we ask, Father God, that you will do a supernatural thing in their lives even now, God. You know exactly what they need, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask that you will supply, and we call on Jehovah Jireh even now, oh, God, because we know that you can provide, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father, and we magnify your name, oh, God, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to do a testimony. Glory be to God. I was attending a church, and they always, before they got to the mission, they always did testimony. So today, I want to do a testimony. Glory be to God, because the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and our testimony. Glory be to God. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. I just praise him, for he's so good. Hallelujah. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, hold out, hold out. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, hold out, hold out. I promised the Lord that I would hold out until he meet me in Galilee. Hallelujah. That's my testimony. I promised the Lord that I would hold out. Oh, no matter what's going on in my life, I promise the Lord that I will hold out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's good for others to hear our testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to keep our promise unto the Lord and hold out no matter what we're facing in our lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I promise the Lord. Oh, Jesus is in my spirit. I promised the Lord that I would hold out, hold out, hold out. I promised the Lord that I would hold out till he meets me in Galilee. Glory be to God. That's a powerful thing. Glory be to God. We have to be reminded. Glory be to God. That we got to hold out and keep on doing what God called us to do. Amen. The message will come from Ecclesiastic today. Glory be to God. The 5th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 4. And the word of God reads, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he have not no pleasure in food. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better it is that thou should not vow than thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thou mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel. It was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the works of thy hand? Hallelujah. I want to encourage you in your own devotional time to read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. Glory be to God. I remember when I was a little girl, my God-given mama who raised me, hallelujah, had made a statement unto me, and she said these words unto me: never make a promise unto God that you cannot keep. And that stuck with me even to today. Glory be to God. I will not make a promise unto God that I cannot keep or I don't plan on keeping. Glory be to God. My God, hallelujah. The scripture said unto us, when thou vows a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he have no pleasure in food. Pay that which thou hast vowed. In other words, glory be to God, if you have promised it unto God, glory be to God, then you got to do it. Hallelujah. You have to fulfill thy promises, which that is the title of our message today, is fulfill thy promise, the promises that you made to God. Glory be to God. Many times and oftentimes we'll say, well, Lord, if you'll just heal my body, I promise you, Lord. If you'll just give me a child, Lord, I promise you, Lord. Lord, if you will just give me a new car, a new house, I'll do what you ask me to do, Lord. I'll go where you want me to go, Lord. I'll go in the highways and the byways, God, and I'll tell somebody about Jesus. But when the time comes for us to do the work, glory be to God, we forget or we make excuses why we can't do the work. Glory be to God. See, God is faithful unto us. Every promise that he has promised unto us, he gives it to us. Glory be to God. And some of us, God has given us all the desires of our heart, but we have not fulfilled the promises that we made unto God. See, the Bible just said unto us, it is better if you not have promised unto God that you were going to do a thing. Because God is going to remind you of the promise that you have made. Glory be to God. It is a sin unto a man that promised unto God, hallelujah. In other words, you don't do it. Glory be to God. But you promised it before God that if, Lord, if you give me this, if you give me this thing, I promise you I'm going to serve you. Glory be to God. You said, oh, Lord, I'm going to promise you I'm going to serve you. I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Glory be to God. But many are serving little G gods today, serving houses and cars, husbands and wives and children, serving your bosses and your money in your bank. Glory be to God. You're not serving God. So you made a promise to him that you were going to serve him, but you're not serving him. You're serving the little G God. Glory be to God. And oftentimes in our lives, we get so busy and caught up in the life that we forget about the promises that we have made unto God. Glory be to God. We make all kind of promises. Oh, God, I'm going to worship you. I promise you, Lord, I'm going to worship you, Lord. Oh, God, if you give me more money, Lord, I'm going to pay my tithe, Lord. And when you get your money, you don't pay your tithe. You don't give the tithe where they need to go. You give your money to other ministries where you should be giving it to the minister where you receive the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You must fulfill your promises that you have made unto God. If you made the promise, you must do it. Glory be to God, because God is going to hold you accountable for it. You can't lie to him. He knows what you promised with your lips. That's why it's better not to make a promise that you are not intended to keep unto the Lord. Glory be to God. That's why the scripture says it's better for you not to do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And many times people will do it when they're going through. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. Lord, I'm just, if you send me, I'm going to go. Lord, if you send me, I go. Wherever you want me to go, I go, Lord. I promise you, Lord. I'm going to do what you say do, Lord. I'm going to live the way you said to live, Lord. But yet we're living unholy. Yet we're living unrighteous. Oh, we're living unclean lives before God. But yet we promise unto God that we were going to change our lifestyle and live a holy and a righteous life before God. Yet we're living in sin. Glory be to God. My God, my God. It's better if you not have not made the vow. Glory be to God. We must fulfill our promises unto God that we have made. Because he's going to hold us to the promise. Glory be to God. You don't want to fall in the hand of an angry God. Glory be to God. Because he can wipe out everything that you have achieved. You can't lie to God. That's why I said don't do that. It says in the word, suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. That means don't speak it with your lips. And then you're not going to do it. Hallelujah. And he said, neither sat down before the angel that it was an error. You can't tell God, I didn't mean to say that. Glory be to God. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. It's better is that thou should not vow than that thou shalt vow and not take. If you told God, you're going to have to do the work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you have promised unto God, hallelujah, you're going to have to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Keep the promises that you have made unto God. Keep those vows. Glory be to God. Be committed and devoted to the work of God. Hallelujah. Make yourself available for him. Glory be to God. That's one of our problems. A lot of times we just don't make ourselves available. Glory be to God. And we can make all kind of excuses. Lord, I just don't have the time. Lord, I'm just so busy, Lord. Oh, I just got so much I got to do. He knows what you got to do, but you made a promise to him. You have to make yourself available unto him. And if you're not going to do it, come back to that. Do not promise unto God. And you're not going to fulfill the purpose. You're not going to fulfill that promise that you made unto him. It's better for you not to do it because you're going to have to pay up. Glory be to God. You know, we make many promises. Hallelujah in our lives. Glory be to God. And it kind of hurts. You know how somebody can promise you something or say you call somebody. I call them those handymans, and you can call them and they say, well, I'm coming at 5, 6 o'clock and I'm coming to do the work. You sit there all day and you wait for them to come to fix whatever the problem in your house. They never show up. That's a broken promise. It's an integrity thing. When you say you're going to do something, you need to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You made a vow. You made a promise. And you're not standing in it. You're not doing it. Glory be to God. For whatever reason, you're not doing it. Glory be to God. And it's time now to do the work of God. Hallelujah. That he has called you to do. Glory be to God. You know, it's kind of like a politician. You know, the politician, and glory be to God, they can make all kind of promises. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this in the community. I'm going to do that in the community. Glory be to God. But when they win the election, they don't even tell you a lot of the things that they promise unto you before they can even do it. Other people have to say yes or nay unto it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But when we come to God with a vow and a promise, we must keep it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We must keep that promise. Whatever we promise unto God, we have to keep that promise. We cannot, glory be to God, we can't take it back. God don't take back your promises. Glory be to God. God has given you all the desires of your heart. He has given them all to you. Glory be to God. You're not lacking for nothing. Glory be to God. Yet, you are making excuses why you can't do the work. Glory be to God, my God, my God. You know, many times when people go through trials and tribulations in their lives, glory be to God, They pray and they make vows unto God, and then they don't keep it. They don't follow through on it. They don't fulfill the promises that they had promised unto God. No, God didn't say you had to do it by yourself. Glory be to God. But he didn't say that it was going to be easy either. But he did say, if you promise it to me, glory be to God, I do it for you to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have to make a way. We have to sacrifice. You know, Jesus fulfilled the prophecies of the Bible, and I don't think none of us will go through what Jesus went through when he carried our sins and our burdens and our pains, and he went to the cross, and he fulfilled his purpose here on earth. Glory be to God. He fulfilled every promise that God had promised unto man, that he was going to send forth a Savior to die for our sins. Glory be to God. And he was the Son of God. And he fulfilled his promises unto the Father. He said, I do the work of my Father. Glory be to God. That sent me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yet we, glory be to God, will not fulfill our promises unto God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There'll never be a time for you to be ready, because the devil don't never want you to do it. Glory be to God. He don't want you to keep that promise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must do what we have promised God that we would do, because God has fulfilled every promise that he has promised unto us. He has promised us salvation. He has promised us deliverance. He has promised us healing. He promised us that he will provide. He promised that he will heal us from every disease. He promised us that he would, and he fulfilled his promises, and he is faithful unto us. And he has given us all the desires of our hearts. Glory be to God. And those that have not received all the desires of your heart, they're coming. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, they're coming. Glory be to God. So we must be faithful unto God. Hallelujah. Now, hallelujah. God will never forsake us. Hallelujah. And he is waiting on us to do what we promised him that we would do. Hallelujah. We have to fit him in our schedule. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. We so busy, glory be to God, especially this generation. We live in such a fast generation, hallelujah, that we fulfill what the world says, American dream. We fulfill that. We'll work day and night to make a dollar. We'll get all the education in the world. We'll get the biggest and finest house and car and try to put all the money we can in the bank. We'll fulfill what the world says. But yet, we will not fulfill the promises that we have promised unto God. Glory be to God. God has never taken anything back. There's not one promise that he has not are able to do. He's able to give you every promise that he has promised unto you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have got to change our mindset. We have got to change our ways. We have to make ourselves available unto God. We got to sacrifice. Jesus sacrificed. Glory be to God. God sacrificed his only son that we might have life in him. Glory be to God. That was a promise. Glory be to God, that God made unto us, and he fulfilled that promise by sending his only son to die upon the cross for us. He was pierced for us. He was bruised for us. He was afflicted for us. Glory be to God. He was lied upon and all of those things. He suffered for us, but he fulfilled the promise. Glory be to God. God had promised to send forth a son that will come into the world and save the souls of his people. The promise was fulfilled when Jesus came. Glory be to God. When Jesus went to the cross, the promise was fulfilled. Glory be to God. Jesus did the work in his earthly ministry that God had given unto him. Will you do yours? Will you fulfill your promises unto God? Will you do it? Glory be to God. Because Jesus did it. He was the Son of God. Hallelujah. And he continued to do the work. Hallelujah. Until he went to the cross and died for our sins. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Many times, hallelujah, we make promises and we have no means or no idea when we promise a word unto somebody and they truly look for you to do it. You know, many times we just say stuff and we don't even mean it. Glory be to God. Don't promise not to God or anyone else. If you're not going to do it, don't let it come out your mouth. Don't let it come out your lips. Glory be to God. Because people depend on you. If you say you're going to do something, don't wait till the last minute, I can't do it. You made a promise. Your word is your vow. Your word is your promise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why when I came on with my testimony, I said, I promised the Lord that I will hold out. And a matter of fact, when I did just the other day, glory be to God, and I don't know about you, glory be to God, but I go through things too. I'm a preacher, but I go through stuff. Glory be to God. And as I was getting up that morning, glory be to God, hallelujah, I could hear my leader singing in the spirit. And she was singing that song, glory be to God. And I began to sing that song all week. Uplift my spirit. Because I promised the Lord that I will hold out. I can't turn back. I can't go back. I can't stop doing the work because I have promised the Lord that I will hold out. No matter what I got to go through, I got to hold out. Glory be to God. I'm telling somebody, glory be to God. Hear the word of the Lord. It is better. It says in verse 5, better is it that thou should not bow than that thou should bow and not pay. It's better for you not to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You need to repent. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And get busy and do the work of God. Glory be to God. My God. Many times we say, yes, Lord. I will, Lord. I do what you say. But you don't do it. You don't do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just hope and pray, hallelujah, that something was said here today to let you know, hallelujah, that we must fulfill our promises that we make unto God no matter what. We can't let nothing get in the way of doing what God has called us to do. We have to sacrifice that. Glory be to God. If you listen to a lot of seasoned leaders and mentors and coaches, they'll tell you that they had to sacrifice to be where they are right now. They had to sacrifice. They had to make themselves available to do the work of God. They had to make themselves available. They may have worked all night and then had to come in into a service, but they made themselves available. They're fulfilling the promises of God by doing the work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise him and give him glory. Hallelujah, for he's worthy of our praises. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If we make a promise unto the Lord, we cannot break our own word. Hallelujah. We must keep it and we must do it. We must do what we have promised God. No matter what we are going through, whatever is coming against us, we got to hold on. We got to hold out. We got to hold out. We got to keep on doing the work. Glory be to God. We got to get busy. Glory be to God. There's a lot of souls out there that need to be harvested for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And finally, just stop making excuses and get busy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to invite you to give your your life to Christ today. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Today is a day that you ought to give your life to Christ. No matter what you're going through, hallelujah, no matter what you've been through, glory be to God. He's a forgiving God. Wherever you are right now in your life, glory be to God. He's able to lift you up. He's able to heal you. He's able to deliver you. Glory be to God. If you would just ask him, say, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. That's all it takes. Glory be to God. If you would just say, Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, glory be to God, welcome to the body of Christ. You are saved. Hallelujah. Leave me a message on Facebook. Hallelujah. Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth. And let me know if you have given your life to Christ today. Hallelujah. We got to get out of here. Glory be to God. We pray that you will have a blessed week this week in the name of the Lord. God loves you, and we love you too here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Be blessed.